dictation for William, Willillam, Frost, Frost, June 847, address as a letter to Deb, D-E-B, Ullman, A-U-L-T-M-A-N, P-A-C, 810-275-0307. Dear Mrs. Ullman, follow-up for Mr. Frost, chronic kidney disease, hypertension. Last visit in January, playing golf, underlying COPD, no purulent material hemoptysis, few pound weight loss, but test to be eating well, no gastrointestinal urinary symptoms, minor edema, no claudications, follows cardiology, Dr. Mohan, M-O-H-A-N, review system being negative. Medication list review, I will highlight the inhalers. Blood pressure, Norvasc, HCTC. Present weight, 176, previously 183. Blood pressure by nurse, 168.66. COPD abnormalities, diffuse wheezes but no consolidation pleural effusion. Pulse appears to be irregular. Heart distant, no pericardial wrap, no ascites tenderness, bilateral knee replacement, 1+ edema, decreased hearing, normal speech, non-focal. Next paragraph, chemistry, creatinine 1.51, which is baseline, representing GFR 47. Present electrolyte, acid-base nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, is stable. Mild anemia with macrocytosis, stable. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD, stage 3B. No evidence of progression. Not symptomatic, no indication for dialysis, prior ultrasound relatively small on the left without obstruction or urinary retention, blood pressure in the office remains fair, no need to change diet for potassium, no need for bicarbonate replacement, no need for EPO treatment, other chemistries as indicated above are well controlled, underlying COPD, continue bronchodilators, no increase of respiratory failure or hemoptysis. Renal artery Doppler did not show evidence for renal artery stenosis, at least on the right side. Technically, was difficult on the left. There is a prior aortic, abdominal aortic aneurysm, August last year at 3.2. The recommendation is to check it in 3 years. That will be 2026. He is off lisinopril because of prior kidney potassium abnormalities. Come back in 6 months.